What's up, everyone? MacNest Podcast, episode 82. Sorry I've been away for so long, but if you're listening to everything else I'm doing, E-Society, Big Boys, Horacopia's Native Side with Nez, Cool Bros I did for Hurricane Harvey, Victims Pack, slowly trying to get this movie together for Mike and I's Mashego, working on that, getting ready for some screenings down this weekend in the Bay Area at the Intertribal Friendship House for the Smudging, another Bay Area screening Mike is set up that I'm a part of. If you're in the area in the Bay Area, please show up, show your love, and come down and support indie horror. I'm just this morning just trying to get ready for work and everything. But we also got, I believe it's in November. Let me try to pull up a date here. Indigenous Comic Con down in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's coming up in November 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Isleta Resort and Casino. Mike is going to be on the indie or native horror panel that they're doing. So he got invited, and we're both going to be down there, as well as my son Mark, and I believe Mike's wife's going to show up too. And it's going to be cool, man. I just fucking hyped that Mike's going to be doing this. And we're just going to go down there and hype up his movie, right? Or the Smudging still. He's still on that, hyping that movie up, as well as we're going to mention Mashego. I'm not on the panel. I'm just going to be in the audience, and I'm there. I'm his assistant director, so any of you film people know your assistant always needs to be with you. So I swindled my way in this. No, I didn't. But no, we're going to go down there and promote everything. Mike and I have been a team since we were just wee little guys. So it's going to be cool to do this with him. I'm pretty stoked that I'm on with him on his journey to just do filmmaking. He's already a filmmaker. He's already a director. He's a screenwriter in my eyes. So it's going to be cool to see that. I'm really proud of him. Mike, if you're listening, bro, you know how much I criticize you with some shit and try to steer you this way and that way with direction. But hey, I mean, that's love. That's what brothers do. But he knows everything that he comes to me and asks me to, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And I'll tell him. So it's cool that we have that bond and that connection to work together, because we both know each other so well. We know what each other like and what visions we want to see. So, I mean, I'm so stoked to be a part of what he's doing with his filmmaking, because in the beginning I was more of just in the back and just, if he asked me something, I'll answer him. But now with his second project, Mashego, I am a part of it, and it's gonna be fun, dude. We filmed half the movie. Hopefully within the next couple months we'll film the rest. We just, life gets in the way, so. But yeah, expect that in November, October. I know I jumped a month. I know we have something coming up next month. I can't remember right now, but I'm not going to New York Comic Con. That's a big thing that I usually go to every year. Not this year. I kind of want to go. Who knows if I do end up going? Maybe it'll be like a last minute I'll roll in there, but I'm not sure yet. Most likely no. But yeah, I know I got to do a ton of other things, but, next year, 2018, I'll definitely be there in New York. So listeners out in the New York area, I won't be there this year. I'll be there next year. So, but I will be in New York sometime, before all that, hopefully, before summer kicks in. 'Cause you guys all know what happened to me last summer when I was out there, when I almost dropped from the heat. But anyway, what else? Oh, this episode's gonna be short. So, just kind of wanted to throw another episode out there for you. October's coming for my show, and you know, last year I did the. God damn it! I hate when people call when I'm recording. But all this background noise. You hear a phone call, and you hear my dog eating. But last year I did some Halloween themed stuff, horror movies. I think I did like 9 shows, not in a row, but well, pretty much, man. I was cranking them out like left and right. I don't remember. I know I had some guests, and I know I did a few solo ones, but this year I'm going to do the same thing again. I'm going to try to do some commentary ones with whoever. Most likely Mike, because I know there's one we want to do. I want to do some more with my daughter, Tiga, and my son, Eric. Hopefully Marky can get on this year. He's been on a couple times. Not much, but he's been on. Yeah, I think that's pretty much what's coming for October. I know I have a lot of other shows that I was planning on doing. I'm still planning on doing them. It's just trying to work it in. And everything else that gets in my way, work and life. And here's something new. I found out I'm going to be a grandfather. My daughter, she told me the other day that she's pregnant, and I'm happy, but then I don't know how to feel about it. I mean, maybe it's just I'm in shock still, so I still think of myself as a kid. And I know I have 4 kids, but it's, I don't know. I mean, it hasn't sunk in yet. I don't know if I'm ready to hear, well, it's not going to be for a few years, but to hear someone call me grandpa or whatever. But I don't know. I mean, yes, I am happy. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I'm still in shock. It's still processing. In my old age, I'm still processing it, but, yeah, I mean, but they, for real, dude, I'm real, dudes, dudettes, I'm pretty stoked, and hopefully I can get, I don't know, get over this being shocked shit, but, I know I got other things coming up. I know there's next month I got a, Sinister Creature Con is going on down in Sacramento next month. So I'm definitely going to be down there. So people I want to meet, hopefully I can get an interview or two with one of them. There's a director that I want to, that I really want to get, the director of Witchboard. I believe his name is Kevin Tinney or Tyranny or something like that. Let me find this. You know me, I love Witchboard, and my brothers of the Horror Returns don't. but yeah, I'm pretty stoked. Director Kevin Tenney, I think that's how you say his last name. He's going to be down there. Hopefully I can get some words with him and kiss his ass and tell him how much I love Witchboard. And I'm definitely going to get my Blu-ray signed, so that's a must. WWE Hall of Famer Lita, Amy Dumas, she's going to be down there, and I'm super stoked about that. She photobombed a picture when she was seeing CM Punk. I met him at Comic-Con one year, and she photobombed my picture. She's in the background smiling, and at that time, I didn't know they were going out, and I don't know why I didn't notice her, but if I would have, I would have probably just shot CM Punk and went straight to Lita, because Lita is my all-time favorite diva. So She's going to be there as well. Hopefully get a chance to talk to her and maybe get a something recorded. I don't know. Depends on everyone's situation. Usually when you go to these cons, there's a lot of people there. So hopefully the lines aren't too long. Maybe I'll go there early or get them before it all closes down. Usually that's when I went to Texas Frightmare, that's how I got a couple of interviews, was when they were getting ready. It was almost over and their lines weren't that long. So I was able to get a couple minutes with people. So hopefully I can do that. And there's other people there. Oh, Daniel Harris, she played Jamie in Halloween 4 and 5. Yeah, she was in See No Evil 2. She was in Rob Zombie's Halloweens, his remakes of 1 and 2. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. I remember she had a little part in Urban Legends. She's in the Hatchet movie, one of them. I can't remember which one, but part 2, I think. I remember she was on Roseanne for a little bit. She was a little not really slutty rocker type chick neighbor. But I remember she was on there, and she'd done a ton of other shit, but hopefully I can, I met her before at Comic-Con. She was really cool. So hopefully I can get a couple words with her. I definitely want to get her to sign my, See No Evil, Blu-ray. Cause I had the Soska sisters, Soska twins. They signed it when I was at the Sinister Creature Con in Stockton. So hopefully I can get her to sign that. And I think that's pretty much what's coming for October that I'm pretty stoked about. I'll try to do some video and everything. So I think that's it so far for the next couple months. We only got a couple more weeks of September. This weekend we got the screening for Smudging down in a Tribal Friendship House. I'll put links up and addresses for those of you that are in the Bay Area that haven't seen it. If you missed the screening, we did in San Francisco at the American Indian Film Festival, which was an awesome turnout. We were both shocked that people showed up, but it was cool though. So that was awesome. Hopefully some of those people come to the screening in Oakland. I know that, yeah, that's this weekend, October, the Sinister Creature. I know I'm missing something, but I mean, everything I'm talking about, if that's coming up, I will throw links up onto the MacNez podcast Facebook page or E Society or just my regular page. I'll definitely put up some stuff on Instagram, some stuff on Twitter for the event this weekend. And I have a Blu-ray update episode coming. It'll probably be the one after this. I got like a shitload of movies that I've been collecting since my last Blu-ray. So that's pretty much going to take up the whole episode. But I just wanted to do this, just kind of give you where I'm at right now, what's going on with me and the show. The show goes on, even though I got a ton of other shows that I'm doing. Yeah, I think that's going to be it for this little quick episode. But everyone, thank you so much for listening to everything that I'm a part of, East Society, Big Boys, Big Guys Podcast, Horacopia's Native Side with Nez. But listen to all my other shows, or not my shows, but the shows that I'm affiliated with. My brothers at The Horror Returns. Listen to Podcasts Under the Stairs. Listen to Horacopia. Listen to the Padded Room Podcast. Can't forget them out. Man, much love to all of them. League of Geeks, Talk is Jericho. Jeez, I'm trying to go. Ancient Slumber Podcast, awesome show. Check them out. Thank God it's or TGIF 13. Listen to that one. Horror Movie Night. Don't forget those guys, man. The awesome dudes, Matt and the crew. Just much love to Matt. Tell them Steve Dave. Always got to hype them up. As well as there's another show that I listen to, or I just started listening to. That's something that's coming up. We kind of been messaging each other back and forth. I'm going to definitely get him on the show. He's got a podcast called, Horror Night. It's, it's only on from what I think it's on SoundCloud, but I know it's on YouTube. That's how I've been listening to his show. This guy named Austin, I believe he's in Virginia, and, he's pretty cool. He was a guest on, The Horror Returns, and, I just reached out to him and told him, "Hey, man, I liked when you were on The Horror Returns, And he goes, yeah, dude, so we're going to work something out. Either I'm going to be on his show or he's going to come on mine. I'm most likely going to try to get him on mine. So expect that. I'm going to do that like within the next few weeks because I want him to be on one of the shows in October. That will probably just be me and him just kind of talking about horror movies and how he got into podcasting and all that. So, yeah, that's going to be it this episode. So, yeah, just a lot of stuff coming for me in my personal life, being a grandfather. It's not for another 9 months, but everything else coming. I mean, I wanted to put an episode out. Got a Blu-ray update coming next episode. And everything else that I keep saying I'm going to do, and I'm eventually going to get to it. But East Society, the year of doing that, right on, everyone, for checking out that episode. And as well as our It episode we did. I couldn't believe it was over 2 hours, but just talking about It. But it's cool. But anyway, hey, guys, thank you so much for checking me out. And listen to all the other shows that I'm a part of. Listen to all the shows that I mentioned. And, few more, another couple more months of 2017, then we roll into 2018 and all that. But hey, until then, everyone, just, you know what I always say, man, just keep your heads up. Let's move forward. Follow your dreams. I think that's what Paul said on my Avenue Trucks episode. Oh, more Avenue Trucks to come because they do have some new stuff coming out that, I want to talk about, and I'll definitely get down there to the Avenue Trucks headquarters and talk to Paul again, and just let him know. Let us know what's more to come for them. But hey, everyone, man, just you know what I always say, man, just rock hard and skate fast.